You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. A German court has ruled that companies which have a Facebook like button on their website may be breaking the law. The logistics company Hermes is expanding its Border Guru service to the US, and online shoppers in Australia want more shipping options to be available on e-commerce sites. A court in Germany has ruled that an e-commerce site's use of Facebook's like button violates the country's strict data protection laws. The e-commerce site Peek & Cloppenburg had been sending users' web browsing data to Facebook when they clicked the Facebook like button on their website. The court ruled that this was illegal because it didn't ask for the user's consent or make it clear that clicking like would send over their browsing data. Peek and Cloppenburg may now have to pay a fine of up to €250,000. Five other websites have also been warned to change their websites to make it clear to users that clicking like will send Facebook their browsing data or risk being fined. German internet users are extremely privacy aware, and the country has some of the strictest data protection laws in the world. The European logistics company Hermes is expanding its Border Guru service to the US. Border Guru provides businesses who want to target customers in other countries with logistics, warehouse, e-commerce software and IT solutions. It also helps businesses to understand customs duties and fees. The expansion will help US businesses who want to engage in cross-border e-commerce but lack the resources to build an international distribution network. A spokesperson from Hermes commented on the expansion, saying that it saw itself as an enabler of cross-border e-commerce and that it hoped to help American businesses get a foothold in European markets. Online shopping is more popular than ever, and the global e-commerce market grew by 23% last year. Research by Temando has found that online shoppers in Australia want more shipping options to be available on e-commerce sites. Around 85% said they expected online stores to offer same-day shipping, with 80% wanting to be able to choose a delivery time and 75% wanting online stores to offer weekend and after-hours delivery options. Many e-commerce sites are disappointing customers by not offering these options, however, with only half offering same-day shipping. E-commerce sites generally accept that this is something that needs to be improved, with almost 80% admitting they would probably see an increase in sales if they expanded their range of delivery options. 62% also said they thought they'd see a reduction in cart abandonment. The Australian e-commerce market is worth $21 billion with a digital buyer penetration rate of 80%, equivalent to 12.4 million people. The Chinese internet giant Alibaba has received a massive $3 billion loan. The loan was provided by several international banks, including Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, and Goldman Sachs, and will be used by Alibaba over the next 5 years to expand its businesses and make acquisitions. It's rumored that the company will use the money to invest in cars, a Chinese business magazine, and online coupons. It's also allegedly planning to make changes to its e-commerce sites as well as boost its cross-border e-commerce business. And finally, the South African e-commerce site BuyDubai has added Bitcoin as a payment option. Bitcoin is one of the most popular virtual currencies in the world. BuyDubai said that it added the option to provide customers with more choice and convenience. BuyDubai is one of the most popular consumer-to-consumer e-commerce sites in South Africa, with around 80,000 sales taking place on the website every month. The South African e-commerce market is expected to be worth 37 billion South African rands this year. Around 70% of South Africans with an internet connection engage in e-commerce. But with internet penetration levels being so low, this accounts for only 1% of total retail sales, according to estimates by World Wide Works. And that's it from me today. Thanks for listening, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service at webcertain.tv to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.